So here we are, and summer is officially here. And that means we have an opportunity to change up our messaging. I'm going to be sharing several ideas as to how you can do it in this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast. My name is Paul Castain, and I'm the author of the Your Sales Playbook blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 10,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. So one of the things that I really enjoy about summertime, aside from the fact that there is a bit of an opportunity to slow down a little bit, and I don't think there's anything wrong in doing that. And that's something that I want to be really clear about right out of the gate, because I know that there are a lot of people out there saying, you always have to be hustling, and while you're taking summer vacation, I'm out working you and all that. And I really think that's a bullshit message. I really do. I mean, you are allowed to take time. You are allowed to slow down. You're allowed to smell the proverbial roses. In fact, I actually think it's better if you do, because I can't speak for you, but I know for me, when I slow down a little bit, I actually come back a lot sharper. So, you know, I'm really hoping that you understand that you are absolutely allowed to slow down a little bit. And especially if you have kids that are off for summertime, it's an opportunity maybe to come home for a few more family meals and eat together as a family and to get away and slow down and everything else. But I also think it's an opportunity for us to change up our messaging. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today. Now, one of the things I like to do with this podcast is try to begin by giving you guys some kind of a freebie. And I have one prepared for you. And it's a worksheet that I designed actually to think about before going into the summer. But there's absolutely no downside now that summer's here for you to look at it, or perhaps look at it again if you've already gone through the worksheet. And it takes you through 5 questions to help you focus on how you can actually leverage the summer instead of being challenged by it. And I know many of you are challenged by it over the summer, because we have a lot of things that change for some of us in sales over the summertime. Like, for example, some of the people that we're trying to get a hold of are harder to get a hold of because of vacation times. Also, I think many of them go through a mental checkout. I mean, have you guys noticed that? I certainly have. And many of us don't want to talk about it, but I think many of us go through a bit of a mental checkout because, again, the kids are home from school. I think some of us, like, never lost that part of our youth where, you know, you work your ass off all year. Why? Because, well, when summertime comes around, well, maybe you can coast a little bit, or maybe you can, you know, have some fun or whatever. And that can also be challenging, because sometimes we can go over the top with that. I think for many people, there's a sense of, well, why should I bother with the prospecting if people are going to be telling me, well, call me back in September, or here in the U.S., call me back after Labor Day. Like, why bother, right? And I'm sure you're like me, and you've worked with people who have almost criticized you for actually having a work ethic over the summer. I remember when I first started in sales, and especially when I first started in the printing industry, a lot of it slows down over the summertime, and a lot of the buyers, well, they're just not seeing the sales reps. And I remember a lot of the veteran sales reps saying, why are you bothering, kid? I mean, nobody's going to see you anyway. And I remember thinking, wow, what a really good opportunity this is for me to outwork them. Because if the whole industry is going on this mental sabbatical, I can't imagine that all the needs go on vacation also, and all the needs go on a mental sabbatical also. Needs are needs, and they show up regardless. Needs don't look at the calendar and say, yeah, it's probably not convenient for me to show up. It's July 4th. I mean, think about that. So today I want to start with a little bit of a freebie, and it's the worksheet that I mentioned to you, and you can snatch your free download by going to yoursalesplaybook.com/summerfreebie. yoursalesplaybook.com/summerfreebie. All lowercase, by the way. So the very first thing that I want you to do when it comes to the summertime, and you're going to find that a lot of these ideas that I'm giving you today are rather evergreen. They're not just timely. They're things that you can use throughout the year, And especially whenever you have peak vacation times, peak holiday times. So I don't want you to just think about summer when we go through this podcast together, this free lesson, if you will. I want you to think about, well, where else can I use this? Perhaps Christmas time. Perhaps I can use this when we have a 3 or a 4 day weekend coming up, certainly with July 4th here in the U.S. coming up. So the very first thing that you have to do, forgive me if this seems rather basic, but I wouldn't be throwing it at you just to kill time in a podcast. I think you have to make a decision. And whenever you face peak holiday times, peak vacation times, you have to make a decision. And the decision is as follows. Am I going to be working? Am I not going to be working? Or am I going to be doing a combination of both? Because what happens is you have these times a year where you might legitimately experience a slowdown. That doesn't mean that you can't leverage it somehow. But I think you need to give yourself the gift of a decision. Because you see, if you've decided to work, you've given yourself a gift of a decision. You're fully vested in that decision. You've bought in and you're all in. If you made the decision, well, I'm not going to be working. I mean, it's really a slow time of year. This is an opportunity for me to catch up with the kids and with the family and take some me time or whatever it is. You're certainly entitled. And I want you to take that guilt free. Like I said, I'm not about that always hustling type of bullshit mentality. I've never bought into it. I think it's idiotic. And I think the vast majority of the people preaching that message just want some company in the fact that they have no life. They want people to validate that for them. So you know, you're not going to get an argument from me. But the worst place for you to be is in a state of no decision, where you're wandering around the office like the walking dead, where you're not doing work and you're just kind of coasting around and you're doing a bunch of admin. And again, I can't speak for you, but I can't, even going into like July 4th coming up, I can't afford to have even a week of admin and not hunting somehow, let alone an entire summer. And I have, at this point, my business now is 6.5 years old. We've had year-over-year growth most of the years. I've doubled and tripled the revenue of Castain Training Systems, and I can't afford it. So, you know, I can't imagine how some of you can afford an entire summer of just kind of doing nothing. So you need to give yourself the gift of a decision. And whatever that decision is, you know, be at peace with it. And, you know, if you're going to be working, then be all in. If you're not going to be working, do it guilt-free and enjoy that time. And understand there's even kind of the best of both worlds, where you're working and you're not working. Maybe you're taking 3-day weekends throughout the summer instead of taking 2 weeks off all at once. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. Personally, I do a lot of that over the summer. I'll be the first one to raise my hand and tell you I'm not always hustling. I mean, you know, I'm one of the pieces I wrote last summer is, you know, how I took 6 camping trips and still, I think it was, I tripled my revenue over the summer. So I'm all about it, but whatever it is, make a decision. Don't be caught in limbo, because whatever it is, once you make a decision, you're going to get a lot more done. Either you're going to get a lot more out of recharging, or you're going to get a lot more out of working over the summertime. So that's the first thing. So that's kind of the sales 101 portion of our podcast today. But now I've got a lot under this next one. So if you're driving and you're able to pull over, I really think it would be in your best interest, pull over and jot these ideas down, because some of them are really timely with the 4th of July coming up here in the U.S. and everything. So the second thing that I want you to think about is, you know, you always have to work with what you've been given in sales. And this is something I discovered later in my career. And it's one of those things. I would say it's one of my regrets, having been in selling now for, I guess, about 34 years this summer, that I wish I had learned this lesson earlier, where you always look at what you've been given and try to play that hand to the best of your ability instead of cursing what you've been giving. And it's, oh man, it's summer and people are going to be saying, call me back in September, and pissing and moaning about it. Or we're coming up on, say, you know, it's like December, and a lot of buyers, they go on these mental sabbaticals right after Thanksgiving in the U.S. and they'll stay in that mental like spot and put off decisions and put off seeing, you know, new business opportunities until after New Year's. And that's rather frustrating. So instead of focusing on all of that, I think it's time for us to ask ourselves a different question. And the question is, in what ways can I leverage what I've been given? And if you want to be more specific, being that we're talking about summer messaging and summer opportunities, the question that you really need to stop and take a few moments to ask yourself is, in what ways can I leverage the summer? Now, again, if you've pulled over, I want you to shut this off for a few minutes. And I want you to think about that and just kind of, you know, let your pen go and jot down some ideas. In what ways can I leverage the summer? Because there's opportunities there. And you have to start training your brain to think differently about summertime. In what ways can I actually leverage the summer? How can I use what I've been given? I've been given summer. And I could sit here and I can piss and moan about it. I can sit here and say, well, nobody's going to want to see me. Well, that's, to me, the wrong discussion. A better discussion is, in what ways can I leverage summer? We're going to presuppose that there are numerous ways for us to look at summer. Let's almost pretend like we're detectives. And we know that something isn't right here. There's something here that we're missing. And I promise you, there's something here that you're missing. In what ways can we leverage the summertime? In what ways can you leverage the summertime? I want you to take a few minutes. I don't want you to be lame and keep this running, because then I want you to hang your head and feel like an asshole, because that's what you are, because you're not like taking the time to work through this and you're being lazy. But now let's assume that you've actually done this exercise. And if you haven't, again, I want you to hang your head and just kind of put like the L on your head, loser. Because you should have been doing the exercise. And I'm going to help you out a little bit with this now. And the very first thing I want you to think about, well, in what ways can we leverage summer? Well, we have July 4th coming up here in the States. Again, instead of saying, yeah, that means people are not going to want to meet with us until after July 4th. It's a peak vacation time and all that. We're not thinking that way. We're thinking about how we can use it. Again, we're a bunch of detectives right now that know something isn't right here. What is it? What are we missing? So July 4th. I mean, can we use it to change up our messaging? Could there be a card that we could send to potential clients wishing them a happy 4th of July, happy July 4th? Could we play on, and forgive me for being corny, but heck, sometimes corniness sells. Could we play on like the word independence, because it is Independence Day? Could we play on fireworks somehow? Could we play on explode? Can we also play on some of the other things that happen that week? A lot of picnics and barbecues. Can you work with that somehow? Could you maybe put together some kind of a cool summer kit or a summer vacation kit for them? Could you put together some kind of a picnic type of thing for them? Again, not for everybody, but maybe some of your top prospects. The other thing that you can do, and this one you absolutely have to circle and put little arrows that say over here dude or dudette if you happen to be of the dudette variety. What I want you to remember is next week, especially here in the U.S., July 4th week, even like on July 4th might be your best bet, even on July 5th, but July 4th and 5th particularly, you want to send out an email to your prospects. Why? Because, and this is going to sound ridiculous that I would recommend that you do this when people aren't in the office, but when people aren't in the office, what happens automatically? What do you get when you email people? You get these automated out-of-office, like, autoresponders, right? So in there can be found some incredible nuggets and gems of information. For example, in an auto response, like out of office type of thing, many times you'll get a direct line. Many times you'll get a cell phone number. Now, I want to be clear about the cell phone use. I'm not a big advocate when it comes to a prospect on automatically saying, great, I have their cell phone number, let me blow it up and use it. I like to keep things like that in my back pocket. I'm a person who likes to have a lot of different weapons and choose my weapon as opposed to I don't know what to do. And that's a horrible place for us to be, even psychologically, as sales professionals, like, geez, it's kind of out of my hands. I have no control here. I like having options. So even if it's a back pocket option, it's an option. So these autoresponders will share things like direct line, a cell phone number, many times an alternate form of contact. Now, a note about the an alternate person to contact. The alternate person to contact can be very valuable for us in sales, because one of the things I found, and my clients continually come back to me and share with me, that many times the person that they recommend is that person that we've been trying to find out about. And like they've been guarding, like a real big secret. Like we haven't been able to find out the person this person reports to. And all of a sudden, in this out of office auto reply or auto response, we see contact Jane Jones. How cool is that, right? And again, a direct number for them. So it can be very valuable. And also, this doesn't happen a lot, but I just think it's good for you to know. Sometimes you could get TMI or even hovering on TMI. Like you'll have people saying that, and I don't think it's too much information, but they might say that, this week I'm off on vacation. Right? Well, that gives you an icebreaker, doesn't it, when you call them back the following week? How was your vacation? Right? We're always looking for these things in sales. Like we'll look around an office and everything, but yet we trip over the obvious and we disregard it. This is an obvious thing for you that you have to learn to love, these out-of-office responses that you get. But also on the TMI side, every once in a while, not often, you'll get someone who will say, I'm off on a family reunion, or I'm off, like in the wintertime, I'll see some off skiing, or I'm off on a, camping trip with little to no ability to, have technology or whatever. Things like that can be very, very helpful. But even in general, you should always read an out-of-office response, because sometimes you'll find out that they were at a conference, or they were off training, or they were off being recertified. It gives you an icebreaker. So I want you to, again, remember I told you today, a lot of these ideas are going to be evergreen. They're not going to be just things that you can do over the summer. So many of them are timely, like this tip, but they're also at the same time evergreen. You can use them again at Christmas time. You could use them again on a 3 or 4 day weekend, right? You could use them again at Thanksgiving. You could use them again any time of year when people peak vacation time, or just in general, when you get an out of office response, always read it. Don't just disregard, oh, damn, Pete isn't in. Read it, because there might be something in there that you can leverage. So again, remember the question that we're asking ourselves. In what ways can we leverage the summertime? This is one of the ways that we can leverage the summertime. Now, the other thing too, we can also think about, and it kind of goes back to what I said before, how about maybe like on the creative side, some kind of a summer kit? We said playing on the idea of a barbecue, playing on the idea of maybe summertime and relaxing or something, maybe playing on the idea that, your clients, one of the things that they get to do is enjoy more of their summer. Why? Because you guys are on the job, right? You guys got their back. That kind of thing. It's an opportunity for us to change up our messaging. One of my software clients, in fact, several of my software clients, what they'll do is they'll use different times of the year to leverage that to change up their messaging. Like one of the messages I absolutely love, one of my clients came up with the idea that hackers, they don't take a summer vacation. Hackers, they don't take off for the holidays. And this is basically the subject line that they're using. Many of us are like struggling, like how can I change up that subject line? How can I get read? Well, this one was read. Hackers don't take a vacation. Think about that. I mean, it's true. They don't say, well, I could hack that account, break into that bank or whatever. But you know what the hell, man? It's summer and the birds are chirping. I'm just going to go and hang out and have a Mai Tai. Get hammered, right? No, they don't take a vacation. That's one of the things that you can do. You can also, like we see a lot of people, and I think it can be a little bit overdone, but still, I want to give you ideas. How about all these companies that do like this Christmas in July thing? Maybe there's an opportunity for you guys to do that. Also, too, how about leveraging the summer to give something helpful and timely and informative for your clients that has to do with summer? I'll give you a few examples. There are a few companies out there that I work with, one that I don't, that uses this concept of sending out this thing called the Weekender. And what the Weekender is just there's nothing really salesy in it. All it is telling people all the cool things that are going on in the area. There might be a festival going on, all the outdoor concerts. Out here on Long Island, I know of a company that talks about the Jones Beach concert schedule. And a lot of the local towns will sponsor bands and performers at the different parks. And they'll do these free concerts where people can show up with their picnic blankets and like these concerts under the stars. I know of other organizations that'll have like these like drive-in movies, right? Which is kind of a cool thing since really there aren't any drive-in movie theaters around anymore. Maybe in your neck of the woods out here on Long Island, New York, there really aren't any. They have these like blow-up screens and people drive up with the car and the kids and stuff. So that could be a very helpful thing that you can do to stay top of mind with people and help them. I recommend that you also put a tiny bit of a sales message in there. And, you know, that's really my style. I really don't believe in – and there was a time when I felt differently that you just give. Because the problem with give is that people take. And what you end up by doing – and please don't be insulted. And if you do get insulted, I guess tough shit because it's really something you need to know. You know, you really condition a bunch of freeloaders if that's all you do. And what we assume when we give is that people will connect the dots and realize that we're not a not-for-profit and that they can buy things from us. It really doesn't play out that way that often. So when I'm giving, I also like to take a small liberty and let them know that they can also, like, you know, like embrace me at a higher level and get my premium stuff. So with that Weekender idea, when you're sending out all those things, I recommend putting just a little blurb at the end to enjoy more of your weekend. Please, you know, call Paul Castain or Jane Doe or John Smith or whatever it is. I mean, think about that. You've given them, in essence, 99% value. You've taken a 1% liberty. And if anybody's going to get shitty about that, I say not worth having them as a prospect. I say next. Seriously, I'll sleep fine if they want to move on. So that's one of the things that you might want to do. In terms of helpful things, you could also use this formula that I talk about a lot, where it's a fill-in-the-blank formula, what every blank should know about blank. So it could be what every marketer should know about direct mail campaigns over the summer, right? Again, make it timely. Leverage the summer. Think about things that your potential clients and your clients need to know about the summertime. There could be some things. I mean, I'll give you a great example. I'm not one to lower my prices. And those of you who've been listening to me for a while, you know that I don't negotiate. I don't want to be known as Paul's bargain training emporium. That has never been my goal. Nor do I want to court people who are cheap. That's just not – that. To me, that's a huge turnoff. But I'll tell you, there are two times of year where my clients can get more bang for their buck. And one time a year is the month of December. Why? Because nobody ever books in the month of December. They're in that whole mental holiday sabbatical thing that I always talk about. And all of them think that the best time to do like a kickoff, a sales kickoff, is in January and February. But to me, I think it's the worst time. Because you've already missed, if you're like most businesses, that a big chunk of time with buyers saying, call me back after the holidays. Then you're going to come back after the holidays to take more time off to fly everybody in to hear some kind of motivational speech. So my recommendation is take advantage of the discounted rates that I offer in December, but I also do it over the summertime. You might experience that too. And I don't mind doing it. I don't feel even bad about it. I don't feel like I'm like whoring out my business. It is a time of year when things slow down. And I'm very happy to pass savings along to people. And it's a nice, healthy savings. So, you know, maybe you could do that too. Again, I want to be very clear. It's very easy at times just to default to a discounted type of rate, type of, you know, as your strategy. That's not what I'm saying here. That, okay, let's forget about any creativity, any of those other things that I talked about. I'm just saying that if there is a time of year when you could give people more bang for their buck and you could shave a few bucks off of it because it was going to be dead anyway, I'd say, what the hell? Why not do it? So that's something you could do. Oh, and by the way, I'll just throw this out there. If you're listening and that kind of struck a chord with you and you're like, yeah, man, I'd love to have Castain come in. And, you know, up until now, I was thinking I can't afford the guy or whatever it is. Who knows? Maybe he can't afford me. But if you email me, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, you'll find that the rates over the summertime are substantially lower. So something to think about, you know. And again, the big thing is just provided that, you know, somebody else didn't snatch up that time. So right now, the month of August is actually looking pretty good. So anybody looking to do something, reach out to your Uncle Paul. But anyway, there's more here. You know, the other thing that you can do is you can think about events over the summer, like hosting some kind of event. I have a lot of my clients who are in the South who will do like all kinds of like tailgate parties, and they'll do barbecues outside and stuff. I don't know why my Northern friends aren't doing this, man. We got to like give the South a run for their money, man. We should be doing that too. But you could be taking your clients out to lunch in a nice outdoor venue out here in New York. Out here, I live out on Long Island, if you haven't heard me mention that probably like three times during this podcast alone. But, you know, what's really cool about here is that we have a lot of great seafood places that are either out on the bay or out on Long Island Sound. And you get a beautiful day where it's not too hot. You're sitting outside having a nice cocktail with your clients, having a nice seafood lunch or whatever it is. And it's nice. And, you know, what we have to remember is that many times, especially, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but have you noticed that people, like a lot of business now is done in an inside sales model? Are you guys noticing that? Like, I used to be out all the time with like a local territory and visiting my clients and stuff. And now it's really not as much as like the old days. I mean, things now, we're using technology more than ever. So much of my training now is international, and, you know, they want to cut down on expenses. So they'll have me host like a custom made training program through webinars, a series of webinars, like maybe a 5 or a 6 or a 7 session type of thing. And I'm training people in India and the UK and France and Germany and stuff like that. And more people are just cooped up. So I found that especially over the summertime, I do the same thing at the holidays, by the way, on Long Island, because there's a few places out here that really go over the top with the holidays. Like, we have this place out here, and all my New York friends will know what I'm talking about, this place called the Milleridge Inn. And it's actually an old inn. Again, the name of it's called the Milleridge Inn. And I think it's dates back to like 1637 or something like that. And it's this old inn, and they've built around the old inn ever since. But what's really cool about this at Christmas time is they've got the fireplace going, and it's rather like, you know, like a colonial version of like Norman Rockwell. And they have the carolers going around, several sets of carolers going around to the tables and singing like old, like 16th and 17th century Christmas carols. And it's just wonderful, a lot of warmth and just a really friendly environment. I love that venue for taking out my clients. But there's also things available to me in the summertime that I could take advantage of. And I'm wondering if out by you, you could be looking at summer a little bit differently. So that's something I want you to think about too. So again, taking the clients out to either like some kind of lunch or like in an outdoor venue, certainly events, things like that. But the final thing that I want to talk about for now is that it's also an opportunity to outwork your competitors. It's also an opportunity for you to outwork your competitors. I really, every time I say that, outwork your competitors, I really feel the need to preface that with, remember, I'm not looking to be the hardest, you know, worked guy in the cemetery. And I don't want you to be that way either. And I absolutely detest this message that we're not allowed to ever stop and take a break and we always have to be hustling. Enough of that. What I'm saying is that if you've decided to work this summer, understand that the vast majority of your competitors, what they're going to do is they're going to coast this summer. They're going to slack. They're going to use every excuse in the book, like people aren't going to want to see me over the summer. Pardon me. And no, I will not edit out the cough. That's just how I roll. they're going to be thinking, well, people tell me, call me back after Labor Day. And, you know, they're on this like mental sabbatical and vacations and everything else. That doesn't mean that there's not an opportunity for us to outwork our competitors. We could be mailing things out. We could be sending things out. And I will tell you very, very quickly, the lesson that I learned that I alluded to earlier today is that when I first was in sales and I was in the printing industry, again, I had all the old veterans, almost, they weren't even almost, they were flat out just mocking me for wanting to actually like work over the summer. I don't know why you're doing that, kid. Big waste of your time. Nobody's going to want to see you. And it's funny, they were wrong about nobody wanting to see me because I got in to see a lot of people over the summer. In fact, that was actually the reason why I got into people, because many of them were slacking in other areas of their business, but like pretending like they were working or whatever and seeing vendors or whatever, whatever their reason was, I really don't care. But I had a good amount of appointments. But I didn't sell a damn thing that summer. I'm going to be flat out, straight up, honest with you. I did not sell like anything that summer in terms of new clients. And it was the summer that I started in the printing industry many, many years ago when your Uncle Paul had hair. And but what happened was, come September, I was top of the list because I had met with them. I had many, many interactions. Some of them I had a few lunches with, hung out with them. I had a communication plan in place so that I hadn't just met with them. I was doing things to stay top of mind where I planned out, okay, I'm going to send this along. I'm going to wait a week. I'm going to call and follow up. I'm going to wait a few more days to a week or 10 days or whatever it is. Then I'm going to do this creative thing. Then I'm going to do a drop by. Then I'm going to invite them to lunch. But I had a plan. But come September, what happened was, which was really interesting, I started bringing in two new clients each and every month from the people that I met with over the summer, because again, I was top of the list, and I rode that wave right through to the next summer. So two clients a month, sometimes three, 2 to 3 new clients a month for almost another year. Now, that doesn't mean that I didn't continue working and I just sat back and put my feet up on the desk and just kind of coasted. I'm just saying that just from that work that I did over the summer, I was able to ride that wave for almost the next year with new business. So it's definitely there, definitely an opportunity for you to outwork your competitors. So the final resource that I just want to throw at you is really, really timely. So if you're a person who procrastinates, I'm just going to really nudge you on this one and say that if this makes sense to you and you liked what you heard today, I want you to come and join us this Thursday, June 29th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Again, this Thursday, June 29th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, because we're going to be doing a webinar where I'm going to be sharing 25 more ideas, and even more importantly, I'm going to show you how to create a communication plan, like the one I mentioned that I had in place, so I always knew what the next move was going to be. So I'm going to give you lots of ideas, and then I'm going to make a suggestion to you and say, okay, so here's what a communication map of the summertime might look like for you, starting with July 4th, and then after that, maybe a week later or 2 or 3 days later, you'll do the following move. Then after that, you'll do this, and I'm going to show you lots of ways to really leverage the summer instead of being challenged by it. So if this sounds like something that you'd like to take advantage of, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyoursummer. Let me say it again. yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyoursummer. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Visit us at www.yoursalesplaybook.com.